Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Tom.
I'm Sean.
I'm Joel.
Boys, how good's footy?
It's getting very fucking close to being back.
Whoa!
Jesus!
Hope that wasn't expensive!
It was a camera!
Woo! Oh, no. It's fine, guys. It's fine.
So this episode started with me knocking a very expensive camera with my chair. So we're off to a red hot start.
It looks fine.
It looks fine.
Although it needs to be more secure than that.
Those bits are supposed to hang out of the front. It is supposed to bleed.
Those cables hanging off it at the moment look like when your arm's got no more bone left in it.
Yeah, it's all right. It should be good.
Atrophied. Yeah. Or Gumby.
Gumby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, man.
Pokey the horse.
It's Pokey good. The horse.
Yeah. Who the fuck's Pokey the
Cube horse? Cube heads? Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Square-headed evil guys?
Yeah,
Pokey
maybe.
The horse.
Pokey's
in Gumby.
His friend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then there's that blue dinosaur.
Yeah. Anyway,
if you're still listening.
Yeah. Welcome. So, yeah, footy almost back. Opening round is this weekend.
That's I can smell it.
Fucked.
I can smell it. I can taste it. My team is not playing, so it's a bit fucked.
Mine is.
That's also a bit fucked.
Friday night, which snuck up on us by surprise because Tom and I are away on a Scaredy Boys recording retreat.
Yeah,
so we're going to have to pause the horror movies.
Yes.
New episodes every Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have watch to some football.
What's dangerous is we have to subject our dear, sweet, beautiful friend Damo.
He'll go for a long walk.
To Sean watching football.
No, he'll go for a long walk because he knows what it involves and he doesn't like it.
he hates it. He fears it.
I think the first time I watched a Brisbane game with Damo sitting there in the lounge room with me,
he left.
His reaction to the way I consume football made me
question how you consume football.
Question my entire life.
Yeah. I think those questions are justified. I don't think the way you consume football is entirely healthy. I'll say that.
Fuck yourself.
Yep.
But I accept.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all.
Is the way that any of us consume football healthy?
Probably not.
I listened recently, Joel, to friend of the show, Broden, got you to do a soundbite about what you're hoping for Essendon.
The footy. With Broden Callie.
Yep. And he mentioned that, talked about how you're from How Good's Footy, and I think he described it as just a bunch of lunatic nuffies.
He said the biggest nuffs he's ever come across.
Yeah. And he's not wrong.
Yeah. Which is bold from him.
From him is crazy.
Yeah. Acknowledges nuff.
Yeah, that's true.
We're nuffies.
Yeah.
I've got a tattoo for football. Mm. We have rituals.
Yeah.
You know, he broke your hands.
Yeah, I remember that the other day and it hurt.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a chance that happens again.
Is that from the Ryan Lester goal?
Yes.
Brisbane goals this year are exciting.
They are. Perfect transition, Sean, because today we're recording slightly later than usual, but today we have been gifted a list where Brisbane have said, hey, here's every player on our list, and here is their song if they kick a goal, and the list is fucking wild.
Do you have a list in front of you?
I raced down to double check that Charlie Cameron still had Country Roads.
Oh, there's no way that's ever changed.
So him and Joe still clearly have the same. I saw Zach Bailey still has the Hey Baby.
Come on,
an
Zach.
Interesting one. Harris Andrews no longer has Dream by by the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Although Conor McKenna, the Irish player, still has the Cranberries.
I mean, he's got Zombie.
He's got Zombie.
Which is funny because he's back from the dead.
Mm. Well, he won't be playing round one.
There's some really great choices on here. Tom Duday, who's a new addition, he's got Radio Gaga by Queen.
Tell me what Ryan Lester has. Because I'm fucking excited for a Lester 30? Goal.
Are you really? You're back on.
Yeah, 35.
This is You're the Voice.
You're the Voice. I want to hear that. I want to hear it. Someone else had one that was really exciting.
Brandon Starcevich has All Star by Smash Mouth, which I can get around heaps.
Yeah. Who's got the John Bon Jovi one?
Oh, I'm scrolling through right now. Dara Joyce, who's an Irish boy, I don't think plays a lot of games. He's got Vogue by Madonna. Mm. I want to hear that. Oscar McInerney, though, is my favorite.
What's he got?
Not Pretty Enough by Casey Chambers.
There is a lot of very funny choices, yeah. And ones that, like, someone like Josh Dunkley. Yep. You'll probably hear his a bit. Mm. Karma by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Joey's stuck with Frozen, yep. I think.
Yes, he has. Yeah. Harris Andrews has pivoted from Cranberries to Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf.
Okay.
Lockie Neal has gone with How to Make Gravy by Paul Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Jasper Fletcher is Living on a Prayer.
Oh, see, I want some Jasper Fletcher goals.
Okay, so this one is a way deeper cut, but it's so funny that he's picked this. Calamar Cheese song. It's a song called Archie Marry Me.
Yeah.
And the chorus is just like, just says Marry Me, Archie, over and over again.
That's good.
Dane Zorko's got Throw Your Hands with Pitbull and
you're going to hear that a bit,
I think we're going to hear that a lot.
From The Magician.
Sweet Caroline's like, still getting a run from Cam Rayner.
I think Hugh McCluggage has gone Hey Jude again.
Yep.
A bit boring for me.
Link McCarthy's gone with American Pie.
He had that last year.
Yeah. Will Ashcroft, when he finally gets back, Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Okay. Great.
Jared Berry's is Thunderstruck.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty. These are all pretty juicy.
Yeah.
There's two Taylor Swift songs because Harry Sharp's gone with 22 because that's his number.
Yeah.
Great. It's probably his age.
Kai Lohman to play a lot, and I want to kick him a lot of goals this year, Sean, because his is Oops, I Did It Again.
I think he's in the mix.
That's good shit.
And when I saw his one, I was a little bit sad for you that it's not toxic.
Well, I'm okay with that because, you know, Dakota Davidson, hers is toxic.
Amazing.
So. More clubs should do. There's a lot of people who hate this.
Some people do hate it.
And I think those people are losers.
Eddie Maguire nearly died at the grand final because he couldn't understand like the nerve of the AFL apparently for playing Country Roads.
Mm.
It was just one of those contests when you're at the game, they put three up there Collingwood and had to vote.
Collingwood had one at three-quarter time as well.
That's just the way it is.
In
his head, he's like, but it's our home game. And it's like, well, come on, man.
That's a grand final.
It's a grand final. Just shut up.
Hey, Eddie, have you considered fucking off forever?
Yeah.
Oscar McInerney, also last one I want to mention. His song choice, Casey Chambers,
yeah.
Not Pretty Enough.
I know. I said that before. That's my favorite one.
You were deep in that list.
You were just deep in the list.
Yeah.
I was lost.
It's great
good.
List.
I think if you've got it still up there, Darcy Fort's one's pretty good too, if I'm not mistaken. I think he'd be just above Big O because he's in the 30s or 40s, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in the 30s.
Who was it, sorry?
Darcy Fort. I thought was pretty weird.
Darcy Fort's is Keep On Moving by Five.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can I make a comment on Ryan Lester?
Yes.
Yep.
The thought, I think, for all of us is that when Duday's back, Lester's going to slip out of the team.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Week is a long time in How Good's Footy.
I don't know. I just got a feeling Lester's so valued within that he's going to just find a way.
Well, is he still in the leadership group?
And I've
got
to say, I won't hate it if he lingers.
Whoa!
I think I've come around. I see the value in Lester.
Should they have gone
I'm not going to cry if he gets kicked out of the team.
Yep.
But you're happy he's there.
Whatever's best for the team. Just if Ryan's playing well, leave him in.
He's good for morale,
Let
I think.
Let the boy play. And to answer your question, Joel, this is the first time in years that he's not in the leadership group.
That's flattening. Yeah.
I think they've streamlined a bit. They don't have 13 people in it anymore.
It's still co-captains.
They've gone co-captains and then two vice-captains, which is Dunkley and Huey. And then I think you've got Charlie Cameron, Big O, Berry, and Cam Rayner.
Yep.
Maybe Link McCarthy's. It's still actually a pretty decent size.
I love that Big O is in the leadership group. That's great.
Like I said, Big O should be the captain.
I don't think we have a leadership group because Geelong didn't have one last year. We just have Danger.
Yeah, your leadership group is Danger and Stewart.
That's it.
Yeah. But Arrogant, I think.
Well, I mean, I think Essendon only has two in their leadership group too.
That's hopeful, though, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, our thing is also, I think, a bit of Tom Hawkins is basically the leader of the forward line. There's a lot of old men in that team doing old man things.
Mm. What else is juicy besides the music?
Well, the other juice is happening right now.
Yeah.
Jimmy Webster's going to prison.
Yeah, hopefully locked up for a long time.
Yeah,
because there was a practice match. So obviously last week we spoke about Pal Pepper laid a real dog hit on Markeen. Yeah, for Adelaide, concussed the fuck out of him.
Yep. Okay, verdicts just come through. Fuck, the tribunal are insane. So the AFL wanted 8 weeks.
Yep,
and St Kilda said that's too many. So the tribunal have gone, here's seven.
7 weeks. Not
seven
enough.
Is such an insane amount.
Not enough.
Just make it eight. Right?
Well, it
seven
is.
7 weeks is huge.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't play now again until
round seven.
Round seven. That, I got confused opening round, obviously. Round,
it's fried all our brains.
Yeah. Although, does St Kilda have a bye in the first six rounds?
No, they won't because they don't play an opening round.
Yeah. St Kilda would never get opening round. It's only for the big dogs.
Big Gold Coast.
The big dogs in Queensland and New South Wales.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. What I love about this, though, is that the AFL's up. Look, before we go to Jimmy Webster, just on opening round as a concept, I'm okay with having opening round. However.
Yeah, just make it round one.
No, I'm okay with calling it opening round as well.
I think it's dumb, Tom.
But have every team play. Have every team play.
Then just call it round one. Literally, this feels to me like they just didn't want to deprive Richmond and Carlton of their traditional
and
game.
And do we care about that?
No.
Well, the AFL does.
Yeah, they do. They're going to get juicy numbers at the MCG and all of that. And there are some people from Victoria who are a bit pissed that they're not going to get to go and watch their team this week or whatever. But just do it
and
as
Western
round
Australia
one.
And South Australia.
I know with the whole NRL thing, they want to focus on Queensland and New South Wales. So just do it. Have the opening
game. But it doesn't make any
have
sense.
Have the opening game in Sydney on Thursday night. Have another game on Friday night in Brisbane.
There are NRL games in Gold Coast and Sydney when these games are on.
You can still have your four juicy games.
Yeah.
But with Brisbane, Gold Coast, Sydney, GWS with big guns. So, you know, your Richmonds and your Carltons and your Collingwoods.
I think,
and Melbourne for some fucking reason.
I think if the AFL was actually switched on to this and made the decision earlier, opening round should have been last weekend.
Yeah,
when the NRL was in Vegas.
Yeah.
Correct.
Round
one's this week.
NRL in Vegas gave them
so early, though.
It's stupid. Ultimate NRL experience.
Yep.
It did well with ticket sales, but it was because ticket sales were either free or very cheap.
Yep.
There was an on-field racist incident.
Yep.
Just pure
enough. Peter Volandis was doing the funniest fake acting in the world where they did a live cross with Fox.
Yep.
And he's like, I can barely hear your questions, standing in front of an empty bay of seats.
And if you listen to the sounding board with one of Craig Hutchison and Damien Barrett podcast, you would have heard today that it's the most successful fucking Australian thing ever, apparently.
Correct.
It's great for optics.
Yeah. More successful than the 2000 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
More successful than any grand final.
They love the PR of it.
Yeah.
It's a PR masterclass.
They are. I've listened to some of this podcast now.
Deuce has talked about it for a long time. Tom and I have finally.
It is the worst podcast,
it's a terrible podcast
of all time. Yep. I will listen every week.
Yeah.
It's made me like Barrett a little bit more. I still don't like him at all.
I still hate him.
It has made me think Hutchie might be one of the worst people in the world.
He's definitely one of the dumbest.
He's definitely. That son, it's cooked his head.
Yeah.
It's cooked his fucking head.
Fried his brain.
They're talking about the.
It's hard to believe SEN's losing so much money.
Yeah. With someone that's clearly so good at business at the head of it.
Oh, man. How broke are they?
Well, very.
If you listen to it live, not on podcast, there's a lot of fucking ads.
There's a lot of ads.
A shitload of ads.
So many ads, man.
And every segment is brought to you by some fucking company.
Oh, just can we approach it at the start? Just this feels like a nice enough segue to do this before we go back to Jimmy Webster.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly, advertising. Mm. Got a lot of messages during the week from people. Yes, we are very aware there was a Tab ad at the start of last week's How Good's Footy. I want to be very clear. Tab, fuck off. We hate it. Don't put gambling ads on our show. Fuck you, Tab.
Yeah, and we should probably also make it clear that we have asked for no gambling ads multiple times in the past. Clearly, either that was reset.
Yes.
Or missed. But yeah, if you ever hear any of them, we do not endorse them.
We do not endorse them. We think gambling advertising is bad, and I will Kiara Bowers all of them.
Yeah, fair enough.
We don't want those gambling ads. Those ads should instead say, Scaredy Boys, new episodes every Friday.
Correct. Or
Thumb Cramps, new episodes every Friday.
Or Loch Ness, available on DVD in an op shop near you.
Another thing that's just it's Jimmy Webster.
So Jimmy Webster, 7 weeks is what they've come down on.
Which is fair because that was one of the worst hits in the last, I reckon, 15 years of footy.
So dumb, too, after the Pow Pepper thing, after all of the Maynard Brayshaw stuff.
In a practice match, too!
It wasn't like it was again, even though it's not excusable in a final, in a practice match against a low-ranking opponent, like St Kilda played finals last year, and people are maybe saying they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
North are a rebuilding team. Stimkin, I think, would be the youngest captain in the AFL history.
He's not as young as you think.
No, but I think he'd be one of the younger captains when you look at captains out there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So, Jimmy, you're a grub. St Kilda, fuck off.
I had no idea Jimmy was so old.
900.
I thought Jimmy Webster was like some new guy that I'd never heard of.
30-year-old defender.
30-year-old. 11 years in the system. 100 and whatever
133
games. Amazing.
And won't be playing the next 7.
Yeah.
Maybe need to watch more St Kilda games. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I do not.
This is also Jai Simpkins' third concussion in 12 months.
Yeah. It was a really bad hit too. It's just so dumb.
In a fucking practice game.
Yeah, just what
like,
the fuck?
Because like, the thing with it is, it's never excusable, but at least you can sort of understand if it's in a higher stakes game, like
a prelim, a goal. Oh shit!
Yeah, but with everything that's happened lately, like
it should be
decision to leave the ground is so dumb.
Yep.
What an idiot.
The minute, like, and that's I think
red
the,
mist.
The case that the AFL were putting forward is that it was worse than Pau Peppers because he had more time. There were no other players near him. He has time to brace and then jump.
Yeah,
and
it's like fucked.
You were only going to hit him in the head, man.
Yeah,
he's like your shoulder is higher than his head before you jump. It's just so stupid.
I'm with David King. Should have got 10 weeks.
Should have got Kingy the chair. Too. The electric chair.
Now that I know that he's 100 years old.
Yeah.
End his career.
Yep.
Well,
He might not get back in.
Nah, Ross Lyon will love it. He'll be like, we got to get him back in. And
I do forget that Ross Lyon is a grub and an alleged sex pest. Well,
there's nothing alleged about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wanted to protect the integrity of the show.
Frio paid $10,000. I'll fucking blow the lid right off this right now.
Yeah, so what did he get fired by Frio again?
Well, he didn't get fired, Tom.
Sorry, why did he get gentlemen's fired from Frio?
It's because he was sexually harassing a pregnant co-worker.
Ah, that's right.
And Frio had to pay $10,000 in hush money.
Yeah, that's right. WorkSafe claim. Yeah, good, good, good. Anyway, so glad he's back in the system, Ross the boss.
Well, yeah, what an awesome...
Toss the Ross.
What an awesome clash of coaches in that practice game. Clarko versus fucking Ross Lyon.
Well, then Clarko's being an absolute moron. This is like he's done this a bit. This isn't the first time he's been pulled up for abusing people.
He's got just like this rap sheet that's pretty bad.
It's not good.
When you factor in other stuff too outside of this, like him punching a hole in wall. Yeah. And
imagine him getting suspended at the start of this season. The whole
investigation that ruled him out of coaching for a long time last year.
Oh, we've got to worry about his mental health. No, he'll be fine. He's got $1 million. I don't rate Clarko and I don't think he was the right choice for North Melbourne.
This happens a lot in sport. You have the like great coach who'd had a lot of success. How long ago was his fucking success? He was shit at Hawthorn for several years at the end. He's going to be shit at North Melbourne for a little while at least because they're so young. They're not going to be a good team this year. Sorry to the North fans.
We were talking about this off air. He's not the right coach for a team under pressure because he has zero cool.
Yeah, he can't handle the heat. And Dimmer Hardwick, I think, is in a similar sort of boat. If things go fucking tits up in Gold Coast,
he's going to be a psycho.
He
might be burnt out pretty quickly.
We'll be like, remember how good it was to watch Mick Malthouse press conferences? When it was like him versus Mark Stevens. Because he was just under the pump and like you ask him one single question, which is what he's there for.
Yeah.
And he immediately was like, I will kill you.
What's going to be interesting is seeing these coaches who are angry and lunatics. Isn't this the year that the CBA kicks in where the media have more access to players in the rooms than they've ever had before?
Yeah, I think what's the deal? It's something like unless the player...
Is injured,
or
they can,
something.
Or something they can
have
request
to be
and have to
interviewed.
Do the
yeah.
interview.
Jesus Christ. We're going to get a lot of unhinged interviews this year.
Well, I think the media need to be prepared that they're going to, we'll get someone we don't normally get. Let's get this person. And they just aren't going to give them necessarily anything because they're not media
trained or
savvy.
Stuff.
Yeah,
savvy?
But there'll also be people, I think, that you're going to get a lot of fucks and shits on TV.
For every, like, Dusty trying not to engage, you're going to have a bunch of like Jack Higgins types.
Well, how many injuries is Dusty going to have this year to avoid it fucking interviews and stuff?
23.
Every week he's done his hamstring.
Like, never been out to interview Dusty. Let's fucking get him.
Yeah. Every week.
And they'll discover that he has nothing really interesting to say.
At the end of every game, he's suffering. They'll pull him off the last 5 minutes of every game
with
general soreness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really bad. It's Commander Soreness instead of General Soreness. He's been promoted.
I guess there was one, if you're a North Melbourne supporter, there was one moment in this game. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't. We danced around it. But yeah, Clarko threw out a homophobic slur.
I love that in the year of our Lord 2024, we're still doing this shit.
Just truly fucked.
He is a fuckwit.
Yeah,
he
is. Like,
what's wrong with him?
He's an angry old man.
He's in his 50s, isn't he?
He's a dinosaur.
But like, it's been around forever. Like,
but he's in his 50s.
Get an education.
In football environments. So he's a blokey.
So he's a stunted man.
Yeah, he's toxic masculinity manifest. He needs to listen to some Frozen like Joe Danaher, who is the opposite of that, I feel.
Yeah.
Throw away his TV.
Yeah.
Live in Byron Bay.
Yeah. Well, that might. Although, imagine Clarko going to Byron, like taking a year off. Going to Byron Bay for inner peace and coming back fully crystal pilled.
As a fuckhead guru.
Like, he's got long hair, he's wearing only linen. He's still an asshole, but he's just a different asshole.
Players can't wear boots anymore.
No. Guys, no more jumpers. You're wearing silk.
But there was one good thing that came out of this practice match for North Melbourne, and that was Coleman Jones kicking a goal from the centre circle.
A circle?
Yeah.
How many bounces?
Two, I think. I think two, maybe three.
Like, it goes,
he clears the pack coming out of the forward line.
Yeah, I'll show it to you now, Sean.
There you go, Sean. It's a monster kick. Obviously, this is pre-season stuff. Wait, here you go,
from
Sean.
Behind the line.
Yeah.
Yep, wait. Bam. One bounce.
Two bounces.
Fucking hell.
The way it enters the forward, though.
Sometimes I'd like to see a goal umpire's reaction be a little bit more like mouth wide open. What did I just witness?
I love it goes so far, too. The camera's like, it's going to be here. Oh, fuck. And it has to.
Was there a wind advantage or something?
Oh, there would have to be because it's far.
It was down at Moorabbin, wasn't it? It's pretty windy down there.
He really got onto it.
I would say he absolutely roosted it.
North played all right, actually, in this practice game. They were in front late and fell apart a bit. I think that's what we're going to see from North.
The crazy bounce on that goal has reminded me of something not football related. I need to remind myself to send it to you later. College basketball.
Okay.
Did you see this pop up on Twitter the other day?
No.
Oh, it was like the craziest finish. Oh, no one's going to benefit from this except for Tom. I'll send it to you later.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
It's the most insane thing I've ever seen.
Just while we're on basketball, how are them Celtics looking, Sean?
Celtics are looking very good. The only thing standing in the way of destiny is the health of the players now.
Yep.
They're that fucking good.
They look dangerous.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Dude, you're
and
in it.
Scared.
2024 is a dangerous year for your
heart. Roller coaster, well, yeah. Your basketball team are currently favourites to win everything.
Heavy favourites to win everything. Mm-hmm. And my footy team
favourites.
Favourited by all the AFL media to definitely be in the grand final and not win it. Yeah. Some of the media, I think Riley Beveridge, for instance, he's predicted a grand final between Collingwood and Brisbane with Collingwood winning.
Can't.
That would kill the show.
Hey, he's also predicted a How Good's Footy grand final with
that
Brisbane beating
that
Beveridge.
Wasn't him. That was
no,
Barrett,
sorry. That was
That was Barrett.
Barrett predicted Brisbane versus Geelong. That's the most unlikely result I think we'll see this year.
Barrett predicted also the prediction.
I think it's more unlikely.
There's lots of Brisbane v GWS, which I could definitely see happening.
Yeah. I think the most unlikely grand final is probably Geelong-Essendon.
I mean, there's more that would be unlikely, but yeah.
That's pretty unlikely.
North-West Coast, also unlikely.
Yeah, that one. Although, what if they, right before finals, they're
everyone
like.
Gets banned.
Right before finals, they're like, all right, the end of this round, we're flipping the ladder.
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel to work out who's in the finals.
See who's in the grand
Andrew
final.
Dillon's shaking it up as AFL CEO. Oh, okay. Boys, while we're on Andrew Dillon, I think we need to open TC Court.
First time in 2024.
Yeah, it's a big one.
We got two and a bit episodes in before we opened it up.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see where this goes because in the past, Tom hasn't always understood TC Court.
No.
So traditionally, TC Court is for people who have barracked for one team and then changed to another.
Not always, but that's
traitors. Traitors.
Yeah, for traitorous cunts.
Yeah. But the purest distillation of the TC is
not to be confused
teams.
With Tom Cruise.
Yes. Yep.
Or thumb cramps.
Or thumb cramps.
Often gets abbreviated to TC as well.
When are those episodes out?
Or terms and conditions.
All terms and conditions.
Yeah. No, they're normally T's and C's.
Yeah.
Which are more like traitors and cunts.
Whoa!
TNC Court is now open.
So what's the AFL boss?
So the AFL boss, Andrew Dillon, I read an article on Fox Footy because I'm all the way in, boys.
Yep.
I'm listening to the sounding board. I'm reading stats. I'm
well,
getting,
footy,
I'm
footy starts again in like 2 days, Tom.
Footy's happening. The goalposts have been going into my work. And
I re-downloaded the AFL app.
How'd that feel?
Felt good.
Yeah. Welcome
just,
back.
Just for sure.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, so Andrew Dillon, he stands accused in TC court of being a TC. In an interview recently on AFL 360, his first one as CEO, like to talk about the upcoming season, he revealed he changed teams. He started as a South Melbourne Sydney supporter and is now a Richmond supporter.
How old?
I didn't get the age in the article. I reckon it might have been young enough, though.
Okay.
Potentially.
And when did he change? When the team went to Sydney?
No, it didn't go into the detail. The article literally just said.
So you've come to court without doing.
You've come to court with no evidence.
Research. Yeah, where's the evidence?
It's in the article. The quote is, "I've Mark Robinson's
the most unprepared lawyer
I've
ever seen.
I'd like to call Mark Robinson to the stand. He's right here. His microphone's broken. It's like Taylor Swift the other week. Well, yeah, is he a TC or not?
Well, we don't have the facts.
I've given you the facts.
No, you haven't given us fucking his age nothing.
Or if it happened
I don't know the age. The article that I read.
You've kind of given us nothing except, hey, at some point in his life,
he changed teams.
This thing happened.
He changed teams.
Okay. We need more facts.
I don't have them for you.
Then you probably shouldn't have brought it to court.
Am I getting disbarred?
Been put on notice, I would say.
It's, Jesus. Yeah. Hang on. We're 3 episodes into 2024. I'm already on notice.
Yeah. All right.
Are you the defense, Joel?
Andrew Dillon's lawyer has stepped to the table.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for raising this. I claimed in the article I was 4 or 5.
Whoa,
when I changed teams.
Tom. Okay.
Tom.
Yep.
You've embarrassed yourself and this court.
Andrew Dillon, not guilty.
Agreed.
Now, do I have to go on trial in DC court?
Tom Cunn court? Yeah. Yeah. Every episode, mate.
just so we're aware.
You can't be convicted multiple times, though.
Is that double jeopardy? It's I can't double, be convicted of the same jeopardy. Crime twice? Like,
fucking, the reason he changed teams also was his dad was in business with the Richmond board, so he was hanging out as a child in like the Richmond change rooms and like around the players, and they got him to support Richmond. That's like the...
Yeah.
The That's least... Noble. Yeah, yeah, like...
He's an NC.
Yeah.
Noble cunt.
No, he's an NC. New cunt.
There you go.
New CEO.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus, Tom. Wow.
So.
I didn't expect much, and it delivered less.
Hey, Sean, anytime I open my mouth, just remember, lower your expectations even more. Yeah,
lower than the core of the earth.
Yep.
Case dismissed.
Yep.
Hang Tom.
Yay! We're back. Voice footy's back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting death threats. It's good.
Another big thing to come out of the practice games. Obviously, we're not going to go through every single game because they were practices and there's not a lot to get from the... Well, you know what I mean. Like, as in, yep. There's not always massive news. But Essendon lost to Geelong, which is annoying for me. Tom doesn't understand why. That's fine. Essendon are a struggling team. So practice games, whilst they don't mean anything for the latter, do mean things for morale.
Yep.
And we weren't trying anything new with our players. Everyone's playing in set positions. And we had mostly the team back, and we lost.
Yep.
And not only did we lose, Jordan Ridley did a quad. He was brought back for this practice game after recovering from an injury. It's come out that it's a short, it's a low-grade injury.
It's not an 8-weeker like my mate.
Well, your mate is 8 to 10.
So he will be back.
4 weeks.
Unlike Guthrie, whose career's over.
So the injury report actually just came out when we started recording the episode. Confirmed 4 weeks.
Okay. Mm. That includes round zero, so he's back by round 3 or 4.
Yeah. I am concerned because Essendon have an awful medical team. Unless you're listening from the medical team at Essendon, in which case, love your work, keep it up. It would be even better if you made sure our players didn't get the same injuries over and over again.
Bad medical team, bad recruiting team.
Maybe not anymore.
No, what's still so funny that you got rid of an ancient fossil and brought in the oldest looking man I've ever seen.
Who's the recruiter at West Coast?
Yeah.
Big names.
Mm.
Bring it. We should bring in the West Coast medical team while we're at it.
Mm, that can't be any worse than the Essendon one.
Sack the coach, bring in Woosh. What? No, Woosh. No, who's the coach? Simpson. Whoa. Whoa, I went deep there. Woosh has been gone forever. Woosher.
Oh, as in John Worsfield.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. You thought I was talking about Jess Woosher. Yeah. No.
I also got confused because John Worsfield.
He's busy coaching Tasmania.
John Worsfield also coached Essendon already.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And got fired from that job too.
Yeah.
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 Bad for the game.
Man, Essendon. Jeez. Are you okay?
Essendon nearly broke my brain just then.
Yeah. That's me every day of the week. Yeah.
How are you alive?
I just started thinking about the Worsfield thing and then I was like, man, before that was Bomatot. Like, yeah. Are you okay?
Well, you've also got to remember
that you had Hurdy before that, Matty Knights.
Yeah, so you got to remember that. So we bring in, so Hurd gets fired, drug scandal. We then bring in Bomber Thompson, who recently got arrested for selling meth.
Yep.
Then we bring in
meth.
And doing meth. And hiding a fugitive in his house, I think.
Yep, who he was doing the meth with.
Yeah, awesome. Yep. That's actually sick. Then we're like, well, we got to get rid of him. So then we bring in
John Worsfold is a caretaker type situation.
Yeah, who was the coach of West Coast when they were all on meth.
Oh, I just remembered you had Truck as well.
Yeah.
Forgot about Truck.
Truck was there until Brad Scott came in.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Truck did a handover with John Worsfold in one of the COVID years.
Yes.
Yep.
And then
where Truck was basically coaching.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was the year that Essendon made finals.
Because also there was the year that was with Truck. Melbourne or one of those clubs was looking at him, or Sydney. I can't remember who, but there was a whole like...
Someone was sniffing around.
Truck was in demand, maybe Hawthorn.
Is Truck still in the game?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Whew, good question. If he wasn't, I wouldn't.
If he's not?
Yeah.
There's been some carnage with coaches lately, like in the last 4 years. COVID just...
Well, the assistant coaching pay cut has not been fixed up, whereas other... Like, the players are back to normal now and have got pay rises. The senior coaches have as well. But since the COVID stuff, the assistant coaches have not... Their pay has not gone back up. So they're doing more hours. There's less people working because of the soft cap and all that stuff. It's fucked. It's a fucked situation.
Yeah.
Andrew... I'm taking you back to TC Court. TC, it's the fabric of the game. Bring the cap back up. Pay these people what they deserve.
Yeah, Truck is an assistant coach at Richmond, or at least was last year. Don't know if he still is this year.
He might have followed Hardwick up to Gold Coast.
Maybe.
Because Hardwick did take a lot of people with him to the Suns.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe Truck's up there.
I hope he is.
I hope he's happy.
I hope he is going to Hollywood on the Gold Coast every day.
Oh, he would. He'd love it.
Yeah.
When do the boys go on a Hollywood on the Gold Coast? And by boys, I mean the three of us.
When we go to the Gabba.
Yeah.
Before it dies.
Yeah.
RIP Gabba.
Rest in peace.
In 4 years, maybe.
Maybe.
Man, I haven't been to Movie World in years.
Me neither.
When I went there was a Matrix exhibit because it was like around the time of Reloaded or Revolutions.
2003.
The last time you went to Movie World, the Lethal Weapon ride would have still been there.
Yes, sir.
It's not there. The format of the ride is still there, but the design it's around a Green the ride Lantern is now. Ride now no, it is it? The Joker. Mm.
Huh.
The Green Lantern ride's out the front. It breaks all the time.
Last time I was at Movie World, there was still Lethal Weapon ride. Was Wild Wild West, that's still going strong?
I think the Wild Wild West is gone now too.
I'm not a rides guy.
You're not a rides guy?
I'm not big on the rides.
Really?
Yeah. I used to love a ride. I used to not be a rides guy. Then 5 or 6 years ago, went to Disneyland Paris, went on every ride in the park. I'm a rides
Disneyland
guy.
Disneyland will unlock your rides guy.
Any spews?
No spews. Mm. I also realized that the threat of death is it's exhilarating.
It's comforting.
Yeah.
It's good to know that you're mortal.
I just... Rides are fucked because I once took my niece to like Melbourne show and went on went on one of those rides, and it's one where like you go down a really steep thing.
Yeah,
you're not, there's no seatbelt, you're not locked in or anything. So no. I like actually was thrown backwards in the thing.
Whoa.
And I'm holding onto this kid for dear life so she doesn't fly out.
Yeah.
The safety is fucked.
So this is the thing. We're talking about theme parks where the rides are
at least
safer,
regulated.
Because they're regulated. Okay. They're permanent builds.
Melbourne show, get fucked.
But the Melbourne show, those rides have to be packed up and set back up, and carnies run them, and they're not the good kind like you.
Carnies are pieces of shit.
I'd take that back.
Every carnies single one of them.
Even ones like you?
Yeah.
The Daniels and the Shawns and the Johns of this world.
Those fucking onion heads.
Whoa!
Haven't heard that name for a while.
No. Yeah.
Cunt comedy.
Any other thoughts? Any other thoughts for Essendon from the preseason except sadness, Joel?
We look shit. Brad Scott hasn't coached us, even though he's a new coach. Don't like that either.
Who's been doing this? Who's the?
It's fucking.
Because I often do this where assistant coaches get
a crack. Gia.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't agree with this. I know they often do it, and I like that. But I like it when it's a coach. It's a bit like if the Bulldogs were doing it, because Bevo's been there for like 10 years.
Yeah,
that's fine. Give some of the guys experience. Brad Scott's only done one season at Essendon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Get as much coaching in as you can, mate.
Yep. Yeah, so am I excited for round one? Yes. Am I scared we're going to lose to Hawthorn? Yes.
No, you'll beat Hawthorn. Their backline is cooked.
Hawthorn get horny for Essendon.
Yeah.
That's true, they do.
I remember 2 years ago when Essendon were 40 points up at halftime and then lost to Hawthorn by a point.
Yep. In round one.
In round one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen, and often anything does happen.
How are you feeling after preseason, Sean, about Brisbane?
Feeling okay. Brisbane played Sydney. Who'd they play the week before that? Gold Coast. They knocked them off easy. They beat Sydney pretty comfortably.
They very much took the gas off the pedal too.
Definitely. Kadeen Coleman looks like he's just going to go up another level. Lots of them look really good. Brisbane look pretty hungry. I think they're going to hopefully start the season really well. That game got delayed because of a power outage. It was already pushed back 4 hours because of the heat. There was a snake on the field. It was all fucking happening. It's absolutely going off.
Is that the same pitch where they had a snake in like a women's game as well?
I think so.
Blacktown?
I think they've got snake issues there.
I mean, yeah.
I think it was a baby red belly.
Whoa.
Something.
Well, then they're a bit spicy.
Well, the baby snakes are more dangerous than the fully grown ones.
Are they really?
The venom's a little more...
potent.
They're also
potent,
a bit more aggressive.
Untested.
Right? Because they haven't learned to avoid people.
They've got no self-control whatsoever. People were blown away that the snake wrangler was like so calm, and it's just like, maybe I'm used to it because I've been following this account on Instagram called like Sunshine Coast Snake Wranglers or something like that. Sunshine Coast Snake Catchers. Kados the Weapon got me onto it. It's fucking great. At first I was like, I don't want to watch this. Snakes are fucking scary. It's good shit.
Yeah,
I just go to houses, educate people, pick up snakes with their fucking hands like it's nothing. It's great.
I think once you stop fearing the snake, because it is really all handle.
Yeah.
The animal is a handle.
Mm. Yeah.
So like,
just like a
what the fuck
spaghetti.
Are they going to do, really?
I can handle fettuccine.
Yeah.
I can
just
do that.
As long as you grab in the right spot, it can't bite you.
Yeah.
They generally just grab from the tail and just hold it out. And if it's one of the super dangerous ones, they get their little tool out, which sort of hooks around the neck, and they can sort of hold it out at arm's length. But for the most part, they're like, they don't even give a shit if it's
wraps
going
her,
around them and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, aren't you afraid that you're going to get bitten? And I just think they don't give a shit.
No. They're probably immune. They've been bitten so many times. Yeah. Their blood is 90% snake venom.
Yeah.
People reckon that we get anti-venom from snakes. No, we just get them from snake handlers. Yeah. We just take their blood.
But anyway, snake catchers, it's good shit. I had to make sure I fucking gave Kados the shout out for putting me onto that. Otherwise, you'll fucking crack it at me again.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably worth we got a message from Kados this week, Kados the Weapon, in regards to Tom's statements last week, which we honestly can't pinpoint which ones they're about.
No, me neither.
And
could have been anything Tom said.
Yeah, anything.
And a bit of a clip for you, Sean, about...
bit of a clip.
Leaking...
Bigger clip than what I got.
Leaking fantasy info to our listeners. So let's hear that clip now.
I was just listening to How Good's Footy, and the amount of shit Tom says, he is the dumbest cunt I've ever met in my life. The amount of times I've shaken my head driving into footy about dumb things that cunt said, me fucking head's lucky to be still screwed on. And also, you motherfucker, I'm the one that told you about Carl Amon being a good player this season, and then you fucking take the claim and say, oh, yeah, I'm the genius that said it. Go fuck yourself, mate. Never telling you anyone about any other plays unless you give me the fucking credit that the Whippin fucking deserves. Get fucked.
What if you save yourself, Sean?
I mean, maybe he told me about, I think he did. I think he told me Carl Amon might be a good option because he's going to take kick-ins. And I thought, oh, that's juicy. I don't think I presented it on the show as like, I've had this great idea, everybody. I was just like, I've heard Carl Amon. What I didn't say, what I perhaps should have, I've heard from Kados the Whippin. But, you know.
I think there was a big chance you just went, Carl Amon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all it is. So my response would be, go fuck yourself, Kados.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kados, where's that passion when you come on the show?
I have nothing to respond with because I can't remember it and I probably said something dumb.
Yeah.
It's probably like that I'm excited about Geelong, which I was based on the preseason game as well from what I'm looking at. Mm. I like Ollie Dempsey. I like Jai Clark. I hope Jai Clark gets a good run through the middle this year. He looks exciting. Max Holmes also looks very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Please stay at Geelong, Max.
Also, I may have been confused. Did Kados tell me the Carl Amon juicy tidbit, or was it the artificial intelligence that he gets to write his Letterboxd reviews?
Oh! Which I've noticed that he clearly lost interest in doing because it dried up very quickly.
Yes.
Anyway.
The truth will do that.
I think it's worth...
Truth will set you free.
Kados, you can't get anything past the three best detectives in the fucking world.
It's true.
And I think that he's mentioned fantasy. We've dipped our toes in now.
Yep.
It's worth just a little bit of an update, I guess. We're transitioning to fantasy chat.
Yep.
Sean, we have a fifth league.
We do. The demand has been high. There's still a waiting list, so there still may be some people who haven't heard back, and we're just doing our best. We're trying to work through it.
If you haven't heard anything at this point, I'm sorry, you have missed the cut.
So the fifth league is called the Risky Reels Cup, named after a location in the popular video game Fortnite.
Yeah. Oh, that's Fortnite. I should give it a go.
You should give it a go, Tom. I could easily sink 300 plus hours into a game like that.
I haven't played. Yeah,
you really could. I could imagine you sinking maybe specifically 312 hours into it.
I haven't played in over a week.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Hey, I'm scared.
Can I just say, it's a bit wild in there at the moment.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Well, yeah,
there's a big hand.
Chapter 5, season 1. Sorry. Season 5, chapter 1 is just about to wrap up.
We're coming
up
to an end, and the island is feeling the end coming.
I saw some leaks about what's coming on.
Mm.
And let me tell you, Sean, I reckon you're going to be pretty excited.
Hey, Sean, how do you feel about Greek mythology?
Oh, I'm on board.
Yeah.
Probably was going to be anyway.
Yeah.
Now I'm extra on board.
Yeah, the skins do look shit with the battle pass, but...
But hey, Sean, how do you feel about Greek mythology?
I love it.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hope I get to shoot Hercules.
Fucking hell. Yes,
as in the actor Kevin Sorbo?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Risky Reels Cup is the...
Sponsored by Fortnite.
Sponsored by Fortnite, officially. It's official.
Thank you, Epic Games.
Yep, thanks, Epic.
Very exciting. Lots of teams in there already. There's still a few people who haven't
responded to their emails.
Do it as quickly as you can, because like I said, there's people on a wait list waiting to snap that up.
Yeah.
This will be the final league. We're not going to do a sixth league. There's only so many fucking opponents I can come up against in any given week.
Yeah. Every time I look at my fantasy team, I shit my pants a bit.
Yep.
It's good to be back.
I start to feel a bit better day by day that my team is slowly coming together. And for everyone who is playing, you can still make changes up to and after opening round.
Correct.
Well, our leagues are starting from round one. Like, I think all fantasy is.
Yes, you don't have a choice.
It's definitely an option. Yeah. I just picked round one.
Yeah, it doesn't let you go. It doesn't let you go prior to round one, though.
So opening round doesn't suss count. Out some players from fucking the teams that were playing in opening round, and we'll just see how we go.
Should be good. And Tom.
Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
We got any emails?
Oh, Tom, we do. So this is exciting news. We've got a listener of the show, Jacob.
Is that my brother?
No.
Oh.
Snake Man hasn't written us an email for a long time.
No, he's focusing very heavily on his fantasy team.
So he should. How's your dad going, by the way, with his fantasy team?
Dad, I can actually, before you read that email, just while we're in fantasy, just
sorry,
the last
Jacob.
Little bit. Apologies, Jacob. So... I got this message from Terrence at 8:11 p.m. yesterday.
Yep.
Have done my fantasy team.
Oh.
But I'm not happy. Might have to start over. Seemed much harder to get a full team this year in the cap. I mean, do I care that much? But maybe I do. Maybe I want to do justice. I do want justice, yeah. So I think he wants to do justice to being in the team, being in the comp. So
yeah,
I think he's definitely going to delete his entire team start again.
Yeah, I love that from
that's
him.
That's fair.
Tracy
that's
took fair. A long time to accept the invite into the league, but now I think she's right back in the thick of it and fantasy is going to kill her.
Anyway, back to you, Jacob.
Jacob says, afternoon, blokes. I work at the mostly rectangular but occasionally football-having stadium north of Albury, and the damaged record was due to be thrown away from our collection. Thought you'd enjoy a flick through in the memories of a time where that one inflatable alien was a thing in every show bag, so I popped it in the post for you to enjoy. Shout out if you're ever in Sydney and want a tour, Jacob. So Jacob sent us an old record in the post. At time of recording, we haven't received it yet, but this email was 3 days ago. So
what year?
Don't know.
This is juicy.
What's the alien in the show bag that he's talking about?
You know when you'd go to like the Melbourne show, and again, we don't like the Melbourne show. We're not sponsored. I've mentioned it too many times.
Fortnite's anyway. The only thing we're sponsored by.
Yeah, correct.
You would get, you know, the blow up aliens in show bags. I remember being a kid and that was like a big thing.
I don't think I did a lot of show bags.
Okay.
We had the Geelong show, which you can just imagine what that's like.
Yeah.
And you're correct. Mm.
If it's an old record from their collection, it's going to be a notable one. Mm. If it's damaged though.
I'm trying to think what stadium is he talking about?
I don't know.
The rectangular.
It's mostly rectangular, but occasionally footy having stadium north of Albury.
Yeah, I'm too dumb.
I don't know.
Monica?
Could be, but that's too new.
SCG? No, Monica's been around for a while. SCG?
I guess we'll find out we won't know. Jacob, let us know.
Yeah.
The Olympic Stadium?
Well, he said if we're ever in Sydney.
Yeah, true, he did, and we want a tour.
SCG?
SCG. We going on a trip to Sydney? Boys, let's go to opening round, quick.
We probably should at some point visit all the main stadiums.
Fucking hell. I've been to the SCG before.
Yeah.
I've been to the Gabba.
I was in Tasmania last weekend and didn't go to their ground there. I should have. Launceston?
I was in Launceston. Or the one in Hobart.
Yeah.
I think we should go to a bunch of stadiums at some point over our journey.
We should. We've got to get to Hellhole.
Got to do a knee or an ankle there. Imagine we go to Hellhole and one of us falls down the stairs and literally does a knee. That would be magical. That would be good for the show.
That'd be wild. Sean, how do I know it's going to be you?
No, mate. I've got strong ankles. I'm never going to die.
Well, this email might change things. They don't sign off with their names, even though the name is in the title. But look, out of respect, they didn't sign off with it, so I won't say it. G'day, boys. Can't wait to hear your incredibly unbiased and in-depth analysis of the reigning champs.
Delete it.
Anywho, happy footy, boys. Even you, Joel. How good's footy?
As in the Brisbane women's team.
Could be the Brisbane women's team.
Is that what they're saying? Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy to talk about them every week.
So,
Michael Voss Oval,
baby. The Denver Nuggets, maybe? Is that what he's talking about?
Possibly.
Yeah, okay.
Or is he seen into the future? Is he talking about the Boston Celtics?
Ooh.
I will say, pretty brave of them to still listen to How Good's Footy if they are a Collingwood supporter.
I didn't catch any whiff of Collingwood from that.
No, they just said reigning champs.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Collingwood are the reigning champs of anything, I don't think.
The Mighty Ducks win in the third film. Yeah, they do. Could be them.
Ducks, yeah.
There haven't been there has been a new Mighty Ducks, but that's a series. I don't know if I count that.
Forgot about
Rocky.
That Rocky.
Rocky does. He's not the reigning champ. Could be Adonis Creed. Creed, yeah.
It's this champs where Adonis champs. Creed is one. Mm. So maybe it's Hugh Jackman's
daughter, though.
Hugh Jackman and that robot from Real Steel.
Oh, good film.
Could be the Titans win at the end of Remember the Titans?
I don't know.
I think feel like they might lose. It might be a Friday Night Lights situation.
Maybe he's a Travis Kelce fan and he's talking about the Chiefs. Those guys.
The Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas! if you don't know why I did that, look up Travis Kelce, Viva Las Vegas, because he loses his fucking mind at the end of that
Super
Bowl. So
good. And watching Taylor Swift get a little bit of an ick in real time watching that is also very good.
No, I reckon she loved it.
Yeah, I reckon she loved it too. And I reckon he loved it the most.
She put it on so that people are like, oh yeah, she doesn't love bad singing. She fucking loves that bad singing.
Well, Tom, if people want to send us an email, where can they find us?
They can send us an email. Well, they can find us in Chernobyl, but that's a bit hard to get to. So you can send us an email at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or you can find us on Instagram at howgoodsfootypod.
Mm-hmm.
Like the snack.
Like the snack. Or podcast.
Correct.
What's your go-to pod, Tom? Just quickly.
Oh, Twix. See, here's the thing. I thought I knew it.
Mm. I think it's Mars, but Twix is a good mover.
Snickers and Twix are the same.
Nah, They actually are.
So it's probably Mars.
They are literally the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a brief mint slice one, which I didn't mind.
Yeah. It disappeared. Got around it.
Never saw that.
Yeah. It was a special like edition one. I'm probably going to go Mars. Oh, fuck. Am I buying pods on the way home?
Yeah, I think I am too.
Yeah. Fair enough. Good call, boys. Yeah.
Pods. Hey! Oh, there's a beautiful boy.
So before we go, yeah, just a reminder, opening round starts this weekend. Footy is back again. If you want to join our footy tipping competition, head to last week's post on Instagram. The link is there.
If you're in it last year, it's the same website, same app. It's footytips.com.au. If you're in the comp already, you'll be there already.
Yeah, it's still the same league.
Stay the same league.
If you have an account with footytips.com.au and you can't find the link to ours for some fucking reason, it's all right. Just keep tipping. And if you join late, it still counts.
It still counts. And if you can search the competition, our competition is called How Good's McDonald Tipping Footy. McDonald Tipping Footy is one word.
Yes. And if you haven't heard anything about fantasy now, bad news.
Yes.
The window is shut. Sean will reach out, though, if things change. Fucking hell, everyone. We'll see you next week after opening round. Fuck!
1. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.